And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the
game
podcast.
Night.
The podcast. The
game
podcast.
Night.
That's Big right. D and Bubba podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's Game Night.
Y'all, he needs to do that live on stage when we do it. By the way, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. And it's funny because I was riding around with somebody and they thought our studio was actually in the back of an O'Reilly. And I said, yeah. And they're like, which one? I said, which
what
one
a
do you think
idea.
It is? Yeah. I'm like, which one do you think it is? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, oh.
You guys would never leave.
No, we wouldn't. There would be no
There's
reason
no
to
way.
Leave ever.
Uh-uh.
And we could change people's windshield wipers.
No, I'm not great. Doing that. Mm-mm. Changing windshield wipers is hard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are hard. Have you done it lately?
Yeah.
I
did it like maybe 4 weeks ago.
Did you get the one that's like the universal one? And you have to say, okay, if you have
No. You get the right ones. Like on my wife's car, because that's who I did it for. It was hers. One is like 21 inches. The other one is like 27 inches. They're all odd sizes.
Yes.
And
the one I got was like the universal one. It'll fit any car. And I was like, oh, I'll do that. Holy cow. Okay, if you have this type of thing, you need to break this tab off. I'm like, because once you break it, it's done.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
there's no going
okay,
back.
Is this what I have? Is this what I have? This is what I have. Okay, so I can do this. This is I have this. Okay, I'm going to break it. Okay.
Three, two.
You know, I'm going to
sure I want to do this?
I'm going to come back.
I'm going to look at this one more time. Let me look at the package.
I mean, it's a measure 68 times, cut once. That's really what it is.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. What would we do? We'd be good at, like, I can put a battery in.
That's
pretty easy.
I could ring you out.
Yeah.
I might be able to punch it up on the computer.
Yeah.
That's about all I got for
What's
you.
What's your make model? Year make model. That's all you got to do. Year make model. Every time I go in there, I would go, yeah, I need to go. What's year make model? That would be fun to be actually inside the O'Reilly store itself doing that. But
we could change people's batteries.
For a while.
We actually had to change somebody's battery in the parking lot yesterday. Well, actually, we didn't change it. We just
the fire lot at the fire department.
No, here at the studio, one of the guys from one of the podcasts that we produced,
his battery
died. So he was like, he didn't have any tools whatsoever because that. Well, I carry tools in a car.
So I don't know, Dad. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm also. You guys came to me looking for jumper cables one day.
That's me. I did that.
Yeah, that was you, really.
And who had the jumper cables?
Carson did.
Me?
Carson!
Him saved my
You know
my
what
day.
I have? I have a halo in my car now.
It's, lights?
No, it's a portable charger. You can like charge your phone with it. You can plug in a 3-prong plug. So like if the power goes out in your house, you can like plug in a lamp or something. But you can also jump a battery with it. It comes with its own little jumper cables.
Oh.
And it's sitting right there. It is the handy. I mean, I've never had to use it, knock on wood. But it sits right, like, and when I think when you charge it, it stays charged for months.
See, I keep several things around. I keep a tire inflator that plugs into the dashboard, you know, where it used to be called the lighter, but now it's the charger port. I keep that in there, and I also have a battery jumper thing. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
You just, boom, pop it, and you're good.
Goo.
But I took it out the other day, so I couldn't help the guy in our parking lot. Oops.
My bad.
Speaking of cars, I had a phone call earlier today. The guy said, hiring him to take pictures of my car because he takes like really high end pictures and like he's really good at it. And like he does it for
that's like, right. He's getting pictures taken of his car. Like the photos are done by the guy who does like magazine.
Like,
layouts.
Like he does.
That's pretty cool.
Like
he
it's
does
boudoir photographs for his car.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have a boa around the mirror.
And only a boa.
That's it. Nothing more.
Maybe some stilettos. Is that spike strips?
There's like a fishnet across.
But yeah,
the
he does like things for.
Dude, you should do just one funny picture where it's like very, you know, boudoired up. You have fishnets. Like she said, put the fishnets over the rims, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Right there on them shoes.
Not going to happen.
No.
So I was talking to him, and he was like, hey, I'm shooting this it's a calendar. They're looking for 22 muscle and classic cars across the country, and I would love to get your car in there. He goes, would you be willing to let us, you know, take the car into studio? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then he said the one thing that I absolutely hate.
But I have to be able to drive it.
He goes, and, you know, we're going to have, you know, we'll have girls there, you know, and the models.
No, they're going to lay on your car.
And I was like,
don't let anybody lay on your car.
No one's laying on my car. No. They're going to be standing in front of it in the way of looking at my car.
Right.
I told Kathy last night, we're looking at something, there was a models in front of this car. And I was like, I hate that. She's like, no. I'm like, I really do. Because real car guys are like, you're just standing in the way of the front quarter panel that I want to see how they did the fender wells on.
Yeah. You want to see the fit and finish and everything.
Listen, that's not where we're going to get that. If we wanted to see that, there are other places, not on a car, you know.
Can you send me the links?
It's the same thing, though. Like, people that collect vinyl, there's two categories if you follow on Instagram. There's the vinyl with, like, some hot girl posing with it. And usually it's...
Wait, what?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
People pose with records?
Because they're trying to get likes on Instagram. And it's like, oh, I'm so impressed. You have a copy of Fleetwood Mac Rumors. And then the actual vinyl collectors, it is a picture of the album cover and maybe the record on a turntable. Because that's it, like you said, with cars. That's what I'm here to see.
Yeah.
I don't care about
that's so crazy that I never knew that. I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to say are fire calendars at the fire station that are, you know, like that.
Yeah, but you guys are also really good about putting out the hot firefighter calendar, yeah. Well, so I'm all right.
Of course,
with that.
I wouldn't be on there. They would go, hey, Bubba, why don't you take the back cover? thanks. And you know what? Show it from a distance with your clothes on.
Can you? We were doing pictures, Bubba. We'll be there at 3 o'clock. He gets there. They hand him a light to hold. Got shadows over here, Bubba. Over there. Okay, I got you guys. I got you. But Bubba, he needs more oil on his chest. Okay. Okay, I got it, guys. I'm sorry. Hurry.
Spritzer.
Okay, everyone okay? Yeah.
We need some glisten. Throw some shine.
Oh.
Bubba's the fluffer.
Yeah, that's
so are you
going to
tell them, like, nah, thanks anyway?
No, because I don't hate it that bad. I'm still going to, on the calendar, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm still going to, I think I'm going to do it because it's cool.
There's
22 cars in America that are going to be on this.
Yeah,
and it's a big nationwide calendar.
That's a thing.
And, you know, that way, and it's free. I don't have to pay for it. It's just, you know.
Well, why should you? They should pay you.
I know. You know how it is.
Will be a model.
How much do you think? Oh, this is a great game. How much do you think his cost is to take one picture of my car?
I'll tell you right now.
He does all the retouching and stuff too, right?
Okay, it's not fair just to say that. Let me give you a little background.
Okay.
So you said like he does all these other, he does work on, like he does Ford and
like not just
Nissan.
Taking pictures of Fords, like for Ford Motor Company and Nissan.
Yeah, for like their big promotional stuff and like
if
he
you
has
go
a team.
In
like
and
he goes in,
the...
he has a team of like 50 people.
Yeah.
I just love his, I love the work he does. It's so nice. So, friend of a friend, and you know, we're talking to each other. So I said, and I knew it was going to be more than I thought because he really was kind of going, well, this is the way I do it. I try, you know, I do it for, you know, corporations. Of course, that pays more money. But,
sure.
And, but then, you know, when it gets to the like private owners, you know, I try to want to, you know, scale it down. And I'm thinking, And then he goes into the process of what he does and how he does it. I won't go into that. I don't know if he wants me saying that, but, I was like, wow, this is really in depth.
I'm going to say it's $20,000 per photo.
Okay, what?
Well, dude, I'm just thinking about whenever we used to work for the corporate thing.
Yeah.
We used to work for corporate radio, and they had us do a photo shoot that I think they got 3 pictures out of, and they spent $10,000. $1,000
yeah, no,
to do three
that.
Pictures. And I'm like, you guys, they aren't even good pictures. They photoshopped my hand all wonky. I had my hand in my pocket, and they must have, somebody went, you know, his arms just look too short. Let's lengthen Bubba's arms. Yeah. So they literally added like 4 inches to my arms. By the way, I don't have short arms, do I?
You got short arms.
Do I?
You know, it's fine.
I mean, I can't, their arms. They're
fine.
Yeah.
They came with the model.
But anyway, yeah, so don't Photoshop my arms longer. And they did, and it doesn't even look natural.
No, 20 grand is like you're out of the stratosphere. That's not even
well
close.
I was just thinking he was
it's
in
under
that
$1,000.
Oh, okay. I would have thought it'd be more.
Oh, really? Well, geez, maybe I should call the guy back. Patrick, how much do you think it costs to take one picture of my car? Oh, this guy's charging me. It's really good. Imagine like
he's
the really
a pro.
like one of the
what's
best
involved?
Car
is he, are you, like,
Lord.
Going to a studio?
I don't want to start all this
no,
over
but I'm
again.
Just saying, like, just outside.
Like, Bubba doesn't want to talk about the car. We'll move.
No,
on.
I'm not
no,
just
no,
saying.
I really don't want to do this.
I don't want to say the same thing we just said.
Okay, but like outside or in a studio,
that's either it. One, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. $100.
$700.
You know what? Wouldn't it? Why?
Yeah,
he does all kinds of stuff.
Those photos yeah. better sing. That's the thing, man. I mean, his pictures look good.
Because he's not doing a point and shoot. This guy's paid for his craft.
This guy throws like CGI stuff in.
I think
if you're like a professional.
It's going to look like George Lucas and ILM did his photos.
Yeah, like, but why do you need a $700 picture of a car?
Are you
going to put it in a magazine?
Because Big D has waited all his life, and I'm going to defend my brother here. You've waited all your life for this car.
That's worth $700. I'm not saying the guy's not worth that yeah. price. What I'm saying is, what does D need that picture for?
Well,
that's
like his thing. He has all always right. wanted this car. My son.
Now, can I say this? Does the $700 include the girl to lay on the hood?
Oh, no.
Stupid.
I went full Tawny Katan on that one.
Katan.
Whatever.
No, no one is.
There's only one of the two.
You guys want to hear a Tawny Katan story?
Katan.
Yeah. Oh,
is it when she ran over her husband with the car?
You say, yeah, it's going full Tawny Katan has several meanings.
Yeah.
Okay, she's the one who was on the Whitesnake.
Yeah,
for Here I Go Again on the she's, Jag.
Okay, so true story. You guys know Randy, right? My cousin Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who I'm calling right now.
Oh, goodness. This has just got interesting.
Who I'm calling right now because he can tell the story. Yeah, you know it's going to be good when Randy's going to tell you the story. Okay, I'm calling him now. All right, here we go.
Andy wants to know what Big D's car looks like. If you've ever seen John Wick, when he leaves after trying to find out what happened to his car.
Hey, Randy.
Hold on 1 second, Randy. When he leaves when they give him a replacement old school car, the 70 Chevelle, that's what it looks like.
Hey, man, we're on the podcast, and I was telling the guys about the story of Tawny Katan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you used to be married to Chuck.
Yeah, he used to be married to Chuck. Chuck, he knows Chuck because he's from West Monroe, Louisiana, too. So just give us when the first time you met or when she flew into town with Chuck, how that went.
She flew into town and his mom and dad met him at the airport and decided that she didn't have enough clothes to wear. So they got him up the next morning and carried her to town and bought her some clothes.
Yeah. Did she jive with the family?
No.
Yeah, no. No.
No, not.
Not at
not,
all.
Not really. Not really. He was a pretty straight-laced, raised up old kid, you know. No, things didn't really jive, I don't guess. I don't know how long they was married. A few years.
Yeah. And he's a professional baseball player, right?
He was. He played with the Angels he pitched for the Angels for 14, 15 years, and then he pitched 1 year for Cleveland Indians or somebody like that. One year or 2 years Cleveland, and he hung it up.
Yeah. Are you under a car right now or something? What are you doing?
I'm fixing to be. I'm working on a side truck that got smacked with a log truck yesterday, and the log truck won, and he lost. I'm fixing to replace all the mirror and the door and all that kind of mess.
Yeah. All right.
Has Randy seen your car yet?
Oh, yeah. Randy was there. He saw. Yeah, he was helping me decide about the car. Only thing he doesn't like, but Randy's old school, and so he doesn't care for the rims. Like he
don't care for the rims.
He thinks the rims are a little much. Here's the thing, rally sport wheels.
But you know what? I love the way the rims are. They're shiny and they set off the chrome elsewhere on the car.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the rug in Lebowski. It really ties the room together.
Randy wants something that looks exactly like it rolled
stock.
Off. He wants it stock.
Yeah,
you know.
So. All right,
and that's
the thing is regular set of wheels. You wouldn't have had to load it on a roll off if you'd have had a regular set of wheels on it when you hit that pothole.
Okay, all right.
they ain't got no give to them.
All right. Hey, speaking of, I think I need my front struts changed out because I bottom out every time I hit a little dip in the road.
That car probably ain't got struts. It's probably just may have coilover shocks, but I don't imagine it's got struts on it.
Yeah, well, I need whatever it is I need it. I think it's got the shocks. I didn't realize they have air shocks. I found that out the other day.
Yeah, it's probably got some adjustable shocks on it. You can dial it as to how much air or where you want, how far you want the car set up and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I put it up quite a bit. I wanted to have a little more aggressive stance, so I did that the other night in the garage. It was fun.
Yeah. Aggressive stance. What does it look like now? Sits way up.
Yeah, now it looks like looks like a car you would never see yourself in.
Yeah, you might as well go on and get you a track bar and put in the back of it, and then you can see that from the back end, too.
I'm going to do all that.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Curb feelers and the whole nine yards.
I'm going to get spinners. Put spinners on it.
Spinners.
Curb feelers. I'm going to change the paint. It's going to look like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Or hot dogs. You could do an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
I'm going to do a Wienermobile.
That's all right.
Hey,
thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Love you.
All right. See you later.
He didn't say he loves you back.
Just, he's mad.
Because he's what?
He's mad.
Why he mad?
I don't know.
Because we put him on the spot?
No, he doesn't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the best. He does not care for the rims. Yeah.
Well, you wanted to put black ones on there, and I like the black rims.
He
wouldn't
like the black ones either.
I know, but because he likes stock. Unless you went with just steel black ones.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
still like cop rims.
No school, like the old school, as he would say. But yeah, that's my iconic whatever name is. Story.
Oh, I have somebody on the phone here. Hold on. Hey, Fletcher.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. What's going on, man?
We are up to our necks in making books of love for all of our customers.
Fletcher from YourNovel.com. By the way, if you want a great Valentine's gift, this is great. It's almost like we're going to do like a little impromptu commercial for you. You still have time to get your book done for Valentine's Day, and you can save 10% right now if you use code Bubba at YourNovel.com. And we did the one last year, which I thought was amazing, where it was Carson and the love of her life, Garth Brooks, in some steamy situations.
it's funny. And that cover, it's still out there. It really is.
Yeah.
Carson, I hope you got a big chuckle.
I did.
Hope that Garth gave you a lot of chuckles, as a matter of fact, in all the right places.
From what we understand, he has friends in low places, and that could be tied into one of your books.
Okay, yeah, I could. It could be tied into Carson, too, I guess.
Man, Fletcher,
my face is hot. Why is my face hot?
Because I think Fletcher's getting dirty. I don't know.
You're getting dirty.
I'm not getting dirty. I'm just saying.
I write this stuff, you know.
Hey, you do know. Hey, you do know. You should probably hire Bubba's sister. She writes.
She writes dirty stuff.
She writes some pornography.
That's what my mom calls erotica. It porn books.
Erotica.
She does. It's true. My mom's like, your sister's writing some smut.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what We ought to talk to her, really. Yeah. We probably can't afford her, though. You know, it's we don't make a whole lot of money. We just have a lot of fun and spread love around. That's the meaning. Spread it around.
I just want to let people know that if you're looking for a Valentine's gift, seriously, you just enter in information about your life and you say, okay, here's my name, here's her name, here's our nicknames, here's what we drive, this is the music we love, this is, and you put all this stuff together, and then Fletcher turns out these amazing books where you guys are the star of your own romance novel. And it's perfect for Valentine's Day if you've got a reader as a love interest in your life. That's right. I said love interest because it's a novel. But it's really awesome. And, I mean, maybe there's this girl that you're trying to get with, guys, and you see her all the time blowing you off because she's busy reading on a Friday night. Maybe she would read about you and her and get interested. Who knows? Just
That'd
go with the. I would suggest going with the mild version for the girl that you're not in a relationship with because you don't want to scare her off.
Yeah.
Unless she's freaky.
You get her too excited in one of these books.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
You still got time to order. You can do all that, and you just go to the website, and then it doesn't take very long to fill out the information. It's pretty quick, right?
I do it all the time. It takes me about 6 to do the whole form.
Wow. 6 minutes?
It's
and it's done. You got your book.
You should have fun with it. That's the part of that I love is, like, there's a dedication page that you can put it. And this is put in the book. And this is free with every order. It says this book is lovingly dedicated to, it's from, it's for this. And most people, pretty simple. It's for Mary Smith from John Smith. Happy Valentine's Day. But, you know, John could get a little creative. John could say, it's to Mary, the woman who always makes me smile, from John, who loves to see her smile, or something crazy in there that you two understand, or get a little flowery, you know? That's what she sees first, and then it's all downhill from there.
Nice. Man, you're getting crazy. That is crazy.
Well, Fletcher, again, I'm going to mention that if somebody wants to save 10%, they can go to yournovel.com. That's without an E. Because somebody actually wrote me, hey, what's the code for your, and they like, you are novel. I'm like, no, it's YOURNOVEL, yournovel.com, and use code word Bubba, and you'll save 10% off and get that for Valentine's Day, and it's going to be great.
I think they would be smart people if they did it. And have fun at your party tomorrow night. Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, game night is tomorrow, and that is going to be a blast.
Oh, man, it's in Baton Rouge. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. You say bad? It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad? What are you talking about?
No.
It's bad. It's a bad city. You know, I'm kind of old school. Bad still means something to me.
Oh, okay. Bad means good to him.
Jeez, how old are you?
Man, that's bad.
Are we snapping our fingers?
I named Michael Jackson.
Who's
bad?
All right, Fletcher, good talk, man.
Thanks, man.
Take care, bud.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Speaking of game night, since he brought it up, we have to mention that there are tickets still available for those of you who were thinking about going as walk-ups. There will be some walk-ups available. We held like a section open, so you got that. Also, we are about to take the show on the road and do some really crazy, cool stuff. We're so lucky and blessed to be able to announce today that we've partnered up with the USO, and we're going to do the next 3 game nights somewhere in the Pacific to entertain our United States military.
Yeah.
And that's such an honor.
Yeah.
I mean,
it really
I can't
is,
believe they're going to let us do this.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it's funny, you know, we can't say where, but there's not a whole lot of places. I mean, I started thinking about like.
No, because the Pacific can mean all kinds of things. It means not Europe. That's
right.
What it means. I mean,
Yeah.
Not Europe, not North America.
But
it's somewhere else.
But I'm just guessing. It's not that hard to guess where we're thinking of, right? I mean,
yeah, no, there's a lot of bases, man. We have a lot of bases out there.
I'm just looking at a map now of. There's all kinds. You're right. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're
out
all
there.
Over, we're all over the Pacific region, and Yeah, it's going to be amazing. But we're going to do, again, I want to say it because I've had a couple people go, well, you need to come visit us now if you're going to go do the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. Some Air Force buds are like, what are you leaving us out for? We didn't leave you out. We only have a set number of times.
It's not us, and by
the
way.
They go we're going where the USO tells us to go.
And, so you know, we're not leaving anyone out. We're just going where they say we can go. So
we didn't choose the – I had somebody from Aviano send us a note in Italy and say, well, you know, we listen every day. Why, how come you're not coming here? We didn't get to pick.
Yeah. Believe me. And if everything goes well, if they'll have us back, we're going to do a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the plan, is that we're going to go and entertain as many opportunities as we can. Game night is fun. If you've been, you know it's really kooky and crazy. And I know those are like nerdy words too, like saying bad, but it really is. It's fun. It's kooky. It's a little unpredictable. There's moments of OMG, I can't believe this is happening. There's moments of why is this happening? There's all that, all mixed together.
I think the biggest thing is that it's something that you've never seen anything like this. You've been to a concert before and seen someone get up and sing a song. You've seen a magician. You've seen that before. You've seen a play. You've maybe seen an opera, but you've never seen anything like this because it's completely unique. When you meld in
is it going to be like the most well polished, entertaining show you've ever seen?
No. Yes. Are we the most?
No. Well, no, because it's not scripted.
It's not scripted.
Because we are going with.
At the end of the night, you will go, man, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
I will say this. David on Facebook asked, Bubba, didn't you spend some time out there talking about the Pacific? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I can confirm that we're not going to Guam. I was really let down. That's where I was when I was out there. So we're not doing Guam on this trip. I would love to. If they want to bring us out there, that would be great. Hint, hint, because it's one of my favorite places on planet Earth.
Who else lived in Guam that we know?
James Otto.
James Otto, yeah, that's right. I signed him last night, by the way.
And Tesla? Didn't like some of the guys from Tesla live in Guam?
I think you just made that up.
Yeah, what?
No, they were like, yeah, I think so. Go ahead. Can you say what?
I believe you're right.
I'm going to bing it and we'll find out. Sure. Go ahead.
What are you going to say, Ben?
I completely forgot. I have no idea. I think I was going to say something about game night. Can y'all not embarrass me in front of my mom? Is that
cool? Your mom's going to be there, right?
My mom's going to be there, my dad.
You don't need any help from us.
Oh.
You're not going to change the way you are because your mom's there, are you?
Is that why you're staying sober?
Now, let's be honest. If there's whiskey, I said I was staying sober. I didn't know if we were allowed to have whiskey, and then I found out they sell whiskey, so we should be fine.
Eh.
You know.
So they'll have whiskey at the theater?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
How do you think we'd embarrass you in front of your mom?
Have you met this one over here?
What are you talking about?
Occasionally we'll just make me look like a dummy on purpose.
Okay,
I mean, I help. I get it.
But she listens. It's not like we're going to do something new.
She raised you. She's part of the reason why you're that way.
I think it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be great.
I think it's going to be even better because I feel like we should involve my mom in some way.
Mm. Oh, we'll find a way. As long as she's not watching right now, because I don't want her to say no.
Whatever, too late.
Your mom's coming on stage.
I did find out the band Tesla from the 80s, Love Song, Signs, all that stuff. They did spend time in Guam. After they formed the original band that was called City Kid, they went to Guam, played at a club for a couple months, and stayed there. They were kind of like the house band, and stayed there until the late... like mid-80s or whatever.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, there is a little Guam tie.
Look at that.
Okay. Patrick's mom. We're going to bring her up on stage. It's going to happen.
Speaking of podcasts, I have a shameless plug. I would like, if you are listening to this on a podcast app, whatever app it is you use, when you're done listening to this, you just back out and you go to the little search bar and you search for 5 Whiskey Patrick. And I don't care if you listen. Listen, I'm not asking you to listen. I'm asking you to subscribe and give me a 5-star rating.
That's just sad.
When at the early stages, this is behind. This isn't sad. This is business.
I wish I had a fiddle.
Yeah. No, you're taking this the wrong way. This is behind the scenes stuff. Ratings are more important than streams and downloads at this point. And so we're trying to play the game. Other people go out and pay people to do that.
Wait,
we
so five
don't
star
have money
ratings?
For that.
What? So if somebody has a million listens, if five star or if five Whiskey Patrick has a million listens, that doesn't matter.
No, it does matter, but we don't have a million listens. So ratings are more valuable right now than what few listens we have. Ratings are important. By the way, I've never told you this before, and other podcasts say it all the time. When you're listening to this podcast right now on Google or iTunes or whatever, rate it, especially on iTunes. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, five-star rating, because ratings matter.
Who knew?
I'm just telling you.
It's a great system they got.
Yeah. Showing what America wants.
No, but the thing is, we have a lot of people who listen, but they don't bother to, they don't go rate it because we don't tell them.
Right.
So you know how you're playing an app on your phone or you are ever using an app and it interrupts you and it goes, hey, would you like to rate us in the store? Because those ratings matter to them. So
I always click remind me later, and the problem is the next time you pull up the app,
it does.
Just
it reminds you.
I have to use an app to control my TV. So every time I open it, want to give us five stars? No!
Just go ahead and do it so it'll stop asking you.
Yeah, but then I think they want you to sign in or something. I don't know.
Like I said, on five-star ratings for Big D and Bubba's podcast and Five Whiskey Patrick, thank you, and Stop Following Me, which is Carson's podcast. Because
how's it going, by the way?
Good, I think. I actually had someone reach out. I posted a new episode yesterday, and like 2 hours later, somebody was like, I listened to your podcast. We were talking about the TV show You, and she said, I had to start binging the show, and oh my gosh, I'm 30 minutes in and I'm hooked. So she listened and apparently liked our recommendation.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was very
so
nice
here's
feedback.
What we'll do at the end of the podcast, we'll tell you once again what the names of the podcasts are, so you don't have to rewind and all that kind of stuff and find out. That way you have a chance to go and do it when it's fresh.
I thought it was good. I had a guy I know wrote a book. He's a financial planner, so I had him come in and it was an entertaining conversation. It wasn't all about financial planning, but it made me realize I have no plan. I was like, oh man, afterwards, I was like, hey, thanks for coming and doing the podcast. Can I meet you at your office sometime in the near future so you can help me fix my stuff?
I don't have a plan either.
I don't have anything.
My plan is to outlast everyone. Oh. I'm gonna live to 300, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I need to work on that a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Everybody does. Most people, very few people have all of their financial, stuff situated exactly where they want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a whole plan for this year. That I was like, all right, I should be able to be out of credit card debt in the next couple of months, mm-hmm. put some money aside. Maybe I'll buy a house at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then Def Leppard got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the Stones are going to play in Boston.
Carson's concert addiction, man.
Seriously, really, I mean, like really? Today alone, I bought tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have to book a hotel. I've got to book flights. I have to book my hotel for Boston. I have to book flights to St. Louis to go see Garth. Like, I'm like, oh, well,
you don't have to do any of that stuff.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Have you met me?
Speaking
yes,
of
yes,
concerts, I
do.
I avoided this all day, but would you like me to tell you what I did last night? Yes, you would. Trust
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm. You went to a concert?
I went to a concert last
oh.
night. I bought Vivica a pair of concert tickets that she wanted a few months ago as her Christmas present, as part of her Christmas present, with the full intention that she take one of her girlfriends to this concert. Because
instead
I did not want to go to see Cher. So,
oh my, no.
But then she really wanted me to go. So I went to the Cher concert. It wasn't that bad. It was
of course it wasn't because
it wasn't,
she's
it was
not
show.
Live. But, I bet she's one of those. Let me guess. Was 99% of it tracked?
Man.
Because I went with Stacey to go see.
Believe was auto-tuned well, yeah. 20 years
there
ago.
There are parts of it that I want to believe she was actually singing. A lot of it seems lip-synced. Of course it does. But she does change it. And that's what everyone says. She changes outfits between every song. I'm like, listen, when I was 14 years old, Reba changed outfits between every song. But Reba was like 30 years old.
And also the difference was Reba wore outfits. Right. Cher's outfits, it's like she's changing floss most of the time.
She had some listen. She had cool outfits on. She changed outfits every song. If you're into that, it was cool. What I'm getting at is when Reba did that stuff, she was like in her early 30s and late 20s, and you could run off stage, and you had people help you change, and you run back out, and it took like 30 seconds. I'm sure once upon a time Cher did that too, but now it takes like 5 minutes because she's 72 years old. It takes Reba, I feel like maybe I'm attributing this wrong, but I feel like Reba said the reason she stopped doing that was when she got into her 50s, she didn't want to take her clothes off and put them on and take them off and put them on that many times. It would slow the show down. And Yeah, it slows the show down. They show videos. Some of them are cool.
Are you
kidding?
Some of
them
drag.
Yeah, between either, like, sometimes she'll do two songs, but most of the time it's one song, and then she goes off stage and they show
for
a video.
Game night, you should have different outfits.
Or the band play.
Oh yeah. My gosh, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
You can do that.
Sorry, wardrobe change.
And I, about 30 minutes in, I didn't say it because Vivica had this big smile on her face and she was loving it. But if one of you guys had been there, I would have leaned over and said exactly this. I feel like I'm just sitting here all night waiting for a 70-year-old lady to change her clothes. Like, that's literally what I've spent most of my night doing. I'm watching videos while this lady...
while you're waiting for grandma to get changed.
She did it. What the funniest line of the whole show is she said she was 72, and she said, I want to ask you, all you youngins out here, she goes, what's your granny doing tonight? And then she turned around, and she was wearing a thong. And I was like, oh, that's weird. She's 72. You know that video on the battleship?
Yeah, the battleship.
If I could turn back time. She was like 41, 42 when she made that, and she's wearing a thong, basically.
It was butt floss.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she wore it. She came out.
She wore that
leather
strap.
She wore basically
strap.
The exact same. Right. It was a version of that with the leather jacket. She takes the leather jacket off. She's wearing a bodysuit. I mean.
Get it, girl.
You know, she's older than my mom. And here before you, I pray that I never see my mom wear that outfit or anything like it.
When did the changing clothes off stage become such an amazing thing?
When Reba did it.
Like, oh my gosh, she changed clothes. What a hero.
Well, it's not that. It's, I mean, it makes every song. I mean, listen,
like Taylor Swift does it.
She doesn't now, but she used to
do it. You know
who
did it well was Katy Perry. She would do it on stage. And I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to a Katy Perry show.
It's literally magic that they like.
Yeah,
put
like those
her
quick
in a,
change things where they. You ever see those magicians?
It takes her 5 seconds, and she comes out in something totally different.
Do you think she has like layers of stuff on?
She's got to, but the costumes are. They're weird because she's a kook.
Yeah.
But so it's not just like, oh, I had on a really big ball gown, and suddenly here's, you know, a skin tight dress. She's got full on accessories. And they've got the timing down, and I've heard like Miley Cyrus used to use doubles. I don't know, but it's when you can incorporate it into the show like that, I'm okay.
A waiting double is for, smart.
It is, and that's why waiting for, with all due respect to Cher, sitting there and watching your videos, I've been to shows like that.
I'm thinking about
my mom
is only a few years younger than Cher. And I imagine if she had to run off stage and change her entire outfit and her wig and her shoes and come back out, she couldn't do it in less than 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, but you know, she can pull it off. And there's something to say about being 72 years old and able to pull off butt floss. That, to me, that's the takeaway I have here, is that she's, first of all, you went and saw Cher. That's crazy.
Yeah. Did Vivica like the show?
She loved it. And I'm not supposed to say anything negative, so I'm going to say it was entertaining. Listen,
I want people to sing. I go to shows, and I get so bummed.
I agree with you.
Country shows, most of the time, they're singing. 99.9% of the time, they're singing.
I agree with
Top
you
Top 40
to a
stuff,
point.
It's the other way around.
But what are you there for? I saw the show. Her and her dancers, and everyone's got cool costumes.
But if I
want to
watch
like
a video, I'll watch it on YouTube.
It's going to see a
to me,
Korn
I'm
show
there.
In Vegas. It's
I'm
not,
there for the spectacle.
Yeah, it's a spectacle. It's not
the
a
only
get,
person,
performance.
I get very irritated when I go to a concert, and it's like, oh, cool. I just heard the album. Because I paid all this money.
So you're saying George Strait? Because George Strait will just get up there and basically just do the album straight. And there's still variation
and there's still some.
But not much.
And again, how many people can be George Strait? George Strait has 60 number ones. He could stand up there and sing for 3 hours and still not sing all his hits. And it's fine. It's not quite the same.
I would go see Britney. Even though I know she's not singing.
I love
some Britney Spears.
I wouldn't want her to sing because it would be terrible.
I don't want her to talk, though, because she talks like this now.
I don't know when her voice changed.
My mom to see Garth in 98, those shows that I know you guys went to those shows. We weren't working together at the time, but we were all there. And when we left, I said, that's probably the best concert I've ever seen. Garth in 98 on the Sevens tour, like over the top great. And she said, maybe not better than Elvis. And I said, come on, Mom. Elvis didn't put a show on like that. And she said, yeah, but all Elvis had to do was stand there and be Elvis. I was like, you know what? There's something to do. That's the same thing with Strait. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, Strait doesn't put on a show like Garth or some of these other entertainers do. But
could have done that. Cher could have stood there and been Cher.
She stood the best part of the show. She stood there for like 10 minutes and told a story. And it was funny. It had punchlines all throughout. She was wearing a wig, I'm not exaggerating, was 3 feet wide and with the big old headdress and the whole thing.
I saw Elton John wear that wig.
Probably. It was impressive that she could hold it on her head because I'm looking at her and I'm like, how is she standing there with that big? This is a blurry photo, obviously, because my phone, you know, but like it was enormous. I was thinking if I was wearing that, my neck would hurt after about 5 minutes. And she was on stage in that thing for 15
like
minutes.
Queen Nefertiti, man. She's wearing some crazy headdress.
It was something.
Something.
I think you should wear that tomorrow for game night.
Yeah. I should get some wigs. We can make that a thing.
I think we should incorporate quick change and wigs. Yeah. That would be great.
Sure.
Like every couple seconds, we come back out. Like, and we could easily do it because there's several of us. There's four of us. So like, while two of you are talking, somebody steps off, and next thing you know, they're back, and they're like, "Woo, got my flare on," or whatever your thing is.
I get my '80s gear that I had on last weekend.
That
in St.
you
Jude.
Looked great,
Big
dude.
D went.
Will you
please
look
wear
so
that?
Good.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
He didn't tell me he was going that big.
You did.
We hosted, didn't tell any of us. We sent the picture. I was like, what?
Yeah,
what?
We hosted the St. Jude Children's Hospital 80s party on Friday night. And I walked in and I'm wearing my shirt, which I thought was great. Thank you, Carson, for making
it.
It was Tiffany Mall Tour 88. I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then I see Big D walk in and it was a showstopper. I looked at him and went, is that Big D? Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't even tell from the side at 30 feet. I'm like, who is that?
That was great.
Do you have a picture on your phone?
Yeah, I do. I do. I would love to show you.
For those who are watching on Facebook, they get to see it. For those of you who are not, we do have a picture on our Instagram, and I think you can go and find it there, at Big D and Bubba. BIGDANDBUBBA.
Oh, my God, this is so great. It's really great.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is, here we go. So what you think of that?
Woo!
Some of that.
Oh, but I like the all your sleeve tats.
Yeah, you did the tats and everything.
Oh, I don't know if I have a sleeve. I don't know if I could get that. Does someone?
You need to wear that outfit and drive your 70 Chevelle.
Oh, this is a pretty good one right here. Here we go. Look at that.
All right, hold on, zoom in.
Look at. I think I'm going to dress like this every time I take the Chevelle out. Every time. And I'm just going to pull up and be like, hey, what's up? They're not going to be real sure if that's...
My name is Big D. D stands for Dierte.
What? Joe Dirt. So great. He drove a Chevelle.
Did he?
Yeah, he had a beat-up Chevelle. Sure did.
What year?
I don't know. I follow a guy on Instagram who has... It's called the Joe Dirt Chevelle. And it's his Chevelle, and it's all beat up and dinged up and doesn't look great. But, you know, it runs well, and he doesn't care if someone hits his car. I park
it's
like
not
a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Going, you know, he doesn't care. He parks wherever. Welcome back, Patrick. Patrick, we're done now.
You got some business done?
Yeah.
Some business.
We have some problems. Something with Carson's show that somebody was doing wrong, you know.
Okay. Not Carson,
me.
Though, right?
Not Carson. No. We got it. It's all good.
You fixed it?
Heck yeah. No, I didn't fix it, but
you
I told someone
stampered
else to fix it.
You took care of it.
Did you Doug Stamper it?
I haven't Doug Stampered it yet.
You're going to run it down in the desert with a van?
Okay, so this person has something wrong, and then this other person who's supposed to fix it wrote back and said, there's nothing wrong. And I went, yeah, there is. It's just one of those times where you got to go, I don't care what your little computer is telling you. I'm telling you it's not running right. So fix it. People.
Doug Stampered.
Yeah.
That's what that says.
I will hit Doug you Stamper. With a van, Rachel.
Yeah, that's what happened. It's pretty much, I wish he would have just run over the entire franchise after that, too.
Yeah. Oh,
that
man,
was a
it
good
really went downhill
that,
after that,
That was
didn't
a good
it?
Place to end it.
That yeah. was, yeah.
She just ended it right then.
Oh, that last season was
whatever
not
happened with
good.
Kevin Spacey's trial. Like, there was that big deal.
Man,
he made that
know.
Weird cooking show thing, and he's like, you want me back.
Oh,
you know
God.
You do.
It was trial
by media.
Weird. It was so weird. Kevin Spacey.
It got creepy,
I don't
man.
Think, did he ever get charged with anything? He didn't.
Well, he went to some kind of trial of some sort.
Did Kevin Spacey get charged with a crime? No.
Yeah.
What crime?
Yeah,
what did he go to court for?
He scheduled his arraignment scheduled January 7th.
Right, and then he has to make an appearance in March.
Okay.
Yeah, because of that 18-year-old?
Yeah, sexually, allegedly sexually assaulting an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
who wasn't 18 at the time, right?
I don't know.
I thought like it was somebody who was younger at the time.
Yeah, I believe he was younger. And the point is, he was in a bar where he shouldn't have been, but he lied about his age.
So this says accused of assaulting an 18-year-old after plying him with alcohol in a bar in Nantucket. So he was underage to be giving him alcohol, and then he groped him. So
did you say plying?
Plying. That's what the article says. Plying him with alcohol.
Plying?
I was plied. Like,
yes.
Is that plying? What does that mean?
Plying someone with alcohol means filling them full of booze.
Well, how do you fill someone with booze? They're not a...
Yeah, just keep
give it to
giving
them.
Yeah. Well,
then it's they're a very doing weird... It. Of course it is. It's a weird thing, but, you know...
So, you mean the... Okay, whatever.
Listen, I had a buddy when I was younger.
Is this going to get weird? I don't want to hear weird.
I mean, it's not that weird, but I mean, I was in high school. I was like 16. And he got in all kind of trouble because he met a 17-year-old. He was 21. He met a 17-year-old girl in a bar and then, you know, bought her some drinks and then took her home. And then her parents got really mad because he was 21 and she was 17. And I was like, he was like, I met her in a bar. They carted her at the door. She had a fake ID. But they still came after him and charged him with buying drinks for someone who was underage.
That's
and then
a mess.
I'm like, yeah. She had a fake ID. He was in a bar. It's the you know, it's the government. Like, what are you doing? Like, now I got to be able to, I got to look at, not only, I got to look at your ID and go, is this real? Is this?
And you don't know.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs, man. I don't know.
I love that song.
Me too.
So, yeah.
What
That's a weird situation.
What happened to the kid, the guy?
Eventually, they dropped the thing because she didn't want to press charges because, I mean, you know.
She wasn't mad. It was the parents.
It was the parents. But, yeah, that could have got ugly. Like, they took the guy.
So they didn't have a baby or nothing like that?
No. But they, you know, the cops showed up, took him in.
Oh, they slept
booked
together?
Him. Yeah. Booked him. Allegedly. The whole thing. Allegedly. I don't know. It was a long time ago. This was when I was a teenager.
Yada, yada, yada.
Allegedly.
He got arrested. Yeah.
I was joking, though. You're like, yeah. When they went home, he was like, hey, can you help me in the garage? She was like, oh, sure. And then dad came home and was like, who are you doing in my garage? And they're like, how are you? He's like, I'm Patrick's
You will pay friend. Her for fair labor.
Yeah. You know, she's 17, right? Well, I didn't know.
She's not certified.
I just met her in a bar.
Gosh, right. This got weird.
So we're going to be doing a show on stage tomorrow night. Just a reminder for those of you who are listening today on Friday, February 1st.
If you haven't already bought a ticket after listening to this, I bet you're thinking, boy, I really got to get down there now.
What's game night? It's a lot like this, but with a whole lot less scandalous, we hope. No, seriously, game night is tomorrow. If you're listening today on the 1st, it is tomorrow. Any other time, well, you know what day it is, and you can figure out if you can make it to the show or not. It's going to be fun. From what I understand, we do have those walk-up sections. The walk-up section that is good, and there will be some tickets available for walk-up. So definitely join us out there, Manship Theater and Baton Rouge, and come on out and hang out.
As we said earlier, go get Carson's new podcast, Stop Following Me, on whatever app you're listening to this podcast on. And while you're there, look up Five Whiskey Patrick.
So subscribe to both.
And
is it five with the number or the word?
With the word, Five Whiskey Patrick.
Okay, Five Whiskey Patrick.
And then make sure you give all of our podcasts 5 stars.
Yes, including this one. If you've never rated the Big D and Bubba podcast, and I'm guessing you haven't because there's only like 48 ratings and thousands and thousands and thousands of streams every week, but no ratings. So, hey, give us a 5-star rating.
Yeah, do that. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Let's turn it on them. Make them the bad guy.
It's not their fault. We've never asked.
Yeah,
no,
I can't believe you're doing
this
to us.
It is their fault. Yeah. I mean, she's 17.
We met in a bar. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Give them a 5-star rating, too.
Yeah.
While you're at it, just give everybody a 5-star rating.
Of course.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
We get 5 stars.
Okay, you can listen to the regular show. On the radio every day.
And all the other podcasts, too.
It was the podcast.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Five, Whiskey, Patrick, and Stop Following Me. And yes. You know what? We have a couple other ones, too. We have Zeke's podcast.
Projectile Dysfunction.
Projectile Dysfunction. Maybe one of the greatest names of a podcast ever. Mm-hmm.
And the other one is called Calm Down, We're Just Talking to You.
Go and like all those, subscribe to all those, and rate those highly. Like all the way, man.